my people. My name na Grace Omoyeme, and with me na Udoka EJ. Together, now we be your host for the Backyard Podcast.
Yes, so the Backyard na podcast where they talk am as they be. Na career, family, health, education, politics, name man. This show na for you. Where they want learn about the matters then when they work out cookery for our society.
Hello, my people. Now, welcome. You know, not be only me they handle this program. My personal person, when be Grace, no they are around. So now only me and two special, wonderful, unique guests when they here with me go join the rub mind to discuss with you. We get to when be domestic chores. And the other person when they the woman just they dance. Her name na Rachel Madwick. It's just they dance, they're happy. Rachel, make you holler your people now.
Hello, my people. I am here in the house to shake the table. You know that kind of
thing. Shake it, shout. Let's break the table.
Okay, so you have another special person. My celebrity. Big celeb for society.
No celeb. No, may they follow me, rich house.
Make una follow. And you know what?
You will have to
single.
Introduce me again.
He is no older. Ladies and gentlemen, he's no older, but your host on some bullshit podcast. His name is... Suki!
Woo! Hey, we did. We full grow. Thank you. Don't hear me. I don't get money. Don't follow me. Come out. So anybody with a yell.
Yes, Pasha, in that introduction.
Okay.
You know we are don't go for this life.
Hey, tell them.
Oh my goodness.
Tell them.
Understand.
Sorry. Okay, let's start again. Everybody. Rachel just complained now. I know what I have to do introduction anymore. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome
Rachel.
On stage.
You are the only first lady. What did I own? Intercontinental.
You own what you own. Don't mind them.
I own everything.
You own everything you own. Don't mind them.
The only
Rachel, Malika, you've heard our voice. Okay. So, thank you, guys. Thank you. I will not say, you'll be like saying that ladies, they do work pass for the house, they do the house cleaning, cooking and all that. Men know they enjoy. Some kind of cases, men, they do. Won't try to know whether this thing supposed to be only ladies, I mean only men, I mean, suppose they balance them. All these kind of things we'll discuss. And what will be the cause why we say men, some men know they agree as seats for the church. All these things now, they matter them when we discuss for today's program. So, Rachel, what do you need to tell my people? Do you think domestic chores has to be gender-based? It's supposed to be a man and woman thing.
Well, domestic chores, alone.
Exactly, alone.
It's supposed to be man and woman. I ain't gonna do one. No be only woman. Only woman gonna do one. Woman go quick die, leave you. Let you come there for this world. So domestic chores has to be between man and woman in the house so that the equation gonna balance. Everybody gonna, you know.
Connection with
work.
D.
Every connection with the day. Now you talk.
Na me.
Oh, yeah.
Na me.
Okay, let's hear from you, Suki.
It's for me. For me. There's no argument. There are no arguments. It has to be man and woman. Like she said, all those houses, check the ones where we say, now only the woman they do them. She don't old. She not fine again. You will see woman of like 40, they resemble like 60.
Not true, you talk, my
she don't too, she don't bend, sweep. She don't stretch hand, clean fan, do all this. they take this thing for body now.
They come out for your mouth when be a man. This fits me very well.
Not be only me, you better pick him. Before.
Single.
Are you better picking?
Single boy.
Emma will leave that single or taking for later. We'll talk about later. But I can't be better picking now. If I don't sleep that time when I ask my father to fellow, if I hear no trouble beating. Go and sweep that place. Eh, you say what? Bah. No need to talk anything again. You carry broom, go sweep.
Okay, what would they talk about these domestic chores themselves? You know, some people go come say, domestic chores, not to just wash plates and do cooking. Not be only amo. Baiting of the children enjoy, no.
And not
cleaning of the house.
So pay bills.
Because
too.
Paying of the bills, men will say, that is my chores. Some guys go tell you, I'm doing chores now. I pay the bills. I pay the children's school fees. Am I not doing the chores? All these other small things when they have where they overlook. You go need to assist for all those kind of things.
Now,
Rachel, you don't they have where be say, I know say you get brothers now. You don't say the guys don't even feel do anything for the house. I only you just did the house, they walk. What's it done there, your experience? How do you feel if it's only they do all this kind of work for house?
And the other verse, so, oh, you go walk. When I make a con agree the way I be now. My face, this my face be the fine way, way. But based on say I don't too much work, con the vest, too much, much vest, con they make me the, you know, the old quick, quick, quick. And the life for us, make man and woman they work together. Hmm? Make we they help each other. So that everything will they balance way. You understand? So be only woman with all day, they do everything before you know. The woman done the old. You can say this one, no, you know, entire, you know, follow again.
Baby,
now.
You're not as fine as you were when we started dating. You know, you're looking older thank now, you. Baby.
Your face is not squeezed. You have squeezed.
Next thing, Baba going to follow that girl with toothpick leg outside.
This one is for
me?
House. Now, which kind is you they like do for house?
I like
cook. I want to come out cooking now.
Ah, yeah.
Because I don't see your face. You too like food.
I like food. Eh?
Like me. So
I like food.
Because the meat go one carry go food. Apart from food, which other thing do you do?
I dey sweep.
Mm-hmm.
I dey wash. Wait till you remain again for house.
Better boy.
Yeah, but I don't like him, but they do him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. I don't like. I don't so like him.
Why you just?
Because it has to be.
It's a necessity.
I'll come to the house. House will come be like pig. Come be like pig house. Habana, stop. I mean, it's simple. You have to clean the house. It's common sense. Every time I see a guy that says, I can't do all this, I don't look at him and I say, okay, so how does your house look like?
The thing is, I think it's from upbringing. It comes from upbringing, from childhood. How was that person being brought up?
Mm-hmm.
Some people weren't being, they don't bring them up that way, you understand? So they were not born that way. You don't expect everybody to do the housework, you understand?
Yeah. That
so for some men, they train them, right, from childhood, like, okay, this is the way it is, you know, they are part of the family. That's being part of the family to me. Everybody join hands together to do all the job. So when they grow up, it has already become part of them. So them not doing it, it's going to look strange. You understand?
Yes.
So it will be like saying another thing that they do. So that one, like they say, charity begins at home. It has to be from childhood. So bringing up a man from childhood, teaching him how to do house chores.
House chores.
By the time where he don't grow, nobody need to tell and say, you need to assist
at
to
all.
Do this thing. You need
nobody.
To, you know, and they're not going to beg them.
That and you know, it sound like any one big thing.
Not be difficult. But those ones where they don't follow that way come up. And now those ones, they've had for them. So when they talk and for their ear, they will be like, waiting. Is it not a woman's job? You go there, complain for a woman's job.
Nah, so.
Do and now, I know they bring money for food. I don't understand. Woman not supposed to bring money for food too.
And
it's supposed to be an equal job. Equal work.
You shouldn't have labor in the house.
Thank you.
There are some things that even if a guy does, it makes it faster. For instance, if a guy sweeps now, of course, you go, as guys, now we get power. You go, one show, say, I get power. So, sharp, sharp. Sweep the whole thing, clear the whole place, sharp, sharp.
Exactly.
A woman will say, have to be bending. She's still reasoning. She don't back picking for like 2 hours now.
She
back picking now. She come bend and want to sweep again. You know, they make sense now sometimes. So, as guys, you guys, you know, chip in when you can and not even when you can, all the time.
Process where you say men, they join. Not just, let me just not say men. Everybody for house, they join together, they do things. Not say, if they make family bond, they strong.
Exactly.
All those small gossip, maybe something to your children for outside, and be your wife won't discuss something with you. That time when they has, they do work together. Now the opportunity where you say, everybody go to discuss, you understand yourself. Man, when they cook for kitchen, if your wife see they cook for kitchen, you know how they sweet
talk. Oh, you go to tutorial.
That night, everywhere go palash. Go everywhere go clean.
Yes.
Rachel.
Yes, I'm back.
This is Backyard Podcast.
Anna.
I understand this Backyard Podcast. Rachel, wait up.
Anna.
Huh?
Suki.
I'm not here.
No hanging here.
It's not hanging
where?
You are saying that night
will be, you know. I'm a stopper.
As I was saying, guys, I mean, it brings a strong connection between every members of the family. And you see, these children, they go just, as you don't talk before, say, these children, as they grow now, all those things go, they part of their body.
Mm-hmm.
Not be waiting. Anyone way big like this, say, oh, they do all these things, say, big boy, big girls. I'm on a pride. Don't enter for the matter be that.
That's what I say.
So you now, when don't get brothers now, as your brothers don't big, they're not small again. Mm-hmm. Now they don't big. It is say your brothers now, you don't visit them now for some time, you don't visit them.
Mm-hmm.
How your brothers, they behave now for house?
My brothers, them, they help cook. And the thing is, they see they stay for under people who are senior them. So they help cook, do all the cleaning in the house.
Okay. Have you experienced any guy, maybe one of those, you know what I'm saying? Sweethearts.
I don't understand.
Sweethearts.
I don't understand.
You understand?
You want to set me an example now? You want to now start using me for that, but no problem. Eh? All those
ones,
they will not beat me, Sha. They don't like it, though. In my own style, they don't like it. They don't like helping with us.
You are protected. Nobody go touch you for they this one. Oh, yeah. Misha,
and they like doing. You understand?
Mm.
But I don't complain, but I don't get you. So I don't give up. I say, oh, okay, this is my life. Make a cuckoo live on. Nobody will help me live on again. You understand? So, but then, me, self, on the other hand, not to the lamb person, they help me do my work. If you want do one, make the do one, make perfect. If you clean, make clean the sparkle. You understand? So, but when I go to help me, you can't help me. They say, no, come, you know.
That's the one time.
The way I want them. And then probably I'll come there. I'll come there. Instead of make a come they say thank you, I can't say just imagine old that you would know if you do anything. I don't get so, mouth.
Instead of thank you, you go on and enter the person. All right.
So you can't be like, say, no problem. So make a cuckoo day, my own, make day your own. The day where you switch you.
You do them.
You go do.
Uh-huh. Good one, perfect.
Exactly.
Perfect something.
Thanking you. Thank
you. So now you're going to near your clothes and cooking. You know to the bad of those areas. Go to bad one.
Now the funny thing, Mirabi, is it?
But mopping and sweeping is allowed.
Yes, I love to cook. And I don't like somebody helping me to cook. If I won't come to your house, you want to cook, I want to enter your kitchen and cook for myself. So after cooking it.
After this podcast, I'll give you my address. Come and visit me.
I don't want to visit you.
Please now.
I don't. Thank you. You
my kitchen is.
Yeah, so when I enter, you see.
They say married.
They married, please.
They say married. I said we'll talk about it later.
Somebody is single now again.
Okay, now this is single.
You have missed opportunity.
This is single.
Opportunity comes. So that's been your experience so far.
Like I said, it's just. In fact, I'm inclined to agree with her. All the way.
I agree with that. The same mama name born at.
Not universe.
I'm not.
Counting first. No, because it's the truth. There shouldn't be a breaking up of the work like girls do this, guys do this.
Yeah.
My cousins are females and they wash their parents' cars.
Cool.
They wash their parents' cars. You know, at the point that we have heard before that is no, now it's for boys to wash cars. Boys, the girls should be in the kitchen. The boys should wash the car outside. So now, girls won't cook. They say the cooking is going to take like 2 hours. Washing car will take like all of 20 minutes. So the remaining 1 hour, 40 minutes, I would answer them and be looking at ceiling. No, now, it doesn't work that way. So sometimes I'm in the kitchen. Sometimes I'm outside. It should be balanced. Because like she said, so when we do these things together, we all get to, you know, we gossip, we gist, we laugh. We know where somebody is pissing us off and we know how to deal with the person. Like it's a family. Yeah. We do it together. It's simple, really. It's simple. But of course, we have those people that pride is biting them.
Exactly.
Pride is biting them. You tell them, ah, baby, please, can you help me wash my clothes there in this thing and then while I enter? What do you mean? No. What do you mean? I should help you wash. I'm going out all day. I'm coming back. I'm putting food on this table. Uncle, calm down. I never raise it. It's not this deep. I mean, it's just simple wash. Ordinary wash clothes. Just say no. And I'll tell you to sweep floor. One of the two. But then people, pride will not let some people rest.
Even how do you say, if you don't even want to do it, how do you reply safe? Ah, that one matter where.
So people not get that kind of reply from out on out of vex, out of vex, out of power.
Mister, don't show say all these shows where BC, some kind men, no, they agree, help their wife. It cost wahala for house.
Yes.
Among children, they cause fights. Because by the time you come house now, oh, you chop finish, everybody don't chop, play day, you don't do all that things for house, play tea, then nobody wash it. Just like the vest.
I know, like that's a cause fight in my household.
The pressure don't start with that.
That's a cause fight.
When they do and go just tire, any small thing, go the vest and the vest and all those kind of things.
At the end of the day, there's no reward for
that. That's why in my house, we got settled. I'm like, you know what's going to happen? When you finish eating, wash your plates. Wash your plates. Even at that safe, my other sister said, we just carry plates, just throw things, she don't look me. She go, look me, drop the plates inside sink. Do you look me, they drop them. For my mind, I don't clear my mind. I say, you go wash them. I go wash them. Nothing, no women, no fight. Because I know, say, if I don't wash them, they'll come out, they'll para for them. If they para for them, they'll come out. Now leave me and she go remain. Hey,
everybody said your mom had a timetable for everyone in the house.
Timetable too.
So everybody's name is there. You have to wash plates today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, you have to do this one. Then for those Muslims when they go to school, as they come back from school, they're washing your school uniform. if there's only small work
from childhood.
Yes, and those cleaning folks are washing, they're already getting used to it.
Yes.
Before you know, started washing their clothes, those showers, sometimes those clothes don't they clean.
But at least they try.
Yes, I end up helping them to wash it later. But I'm happy. I'm actually happy they made attempt to wash those
that
clothes.
That is it.
I'm
before
happy.
They grow, they will be perfect. They'll be perfect in doing
that's
them.
It. They won't now grow up and then the wife will now say, "Baby, see, I'm sorry, I'm tired today. Can you wash?" And now come the para. See, I cannot wash.
In some situations, so men, they are married. And their wife is heavy pregnant. She still goes.
I'm telling you, those ones.
And I don't understand.
Those people, I'm confused.
You carry belly, wash clothes, clean house, go market.
Doing everything.
You also the ones that we say, they get belly, carry picking for back. And you still expect this woman to go to the market.
Everything.
Cook, come back and cook.
Come and serve your table too.
Men, see, I know we say we're going to shake table, but let me break this table. Men, why are we like this? Why would you do that? You're not married to a slave. Oh. You married wife.
Is it a wife or housemate?
You married wife. Well, if you want housemate safe, you know, go use her like that because housemate will just vex, come off her house one day. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, man.
In a situation whereby the woman is sick and all that.
Imagine all those things.
She needs someone to help her cook. She needs someone to help her take care of the kids. And when our men are not being trained or being brought up this way, it's going to be difficult for them as
exactly.
well.
Very,
look into it.
Very, very.
In some cases, women are also the problem because the way you brought up a child is the way the child is going to be. The Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. So when you train up a child, train the child how to do house chores and all that, and at the end of the day, the child will get used to all those kind of things. And when he's grown, you will not need the
you're
wife.
You're not going to move him at all.
Things from him to do, you understand?
Yes.
He will know the right things to do. He will know. We are not saying men should be doing house chores all the time. No.
You said it has to do with upbringing. Are you making mention of ladies, women alone? Are you telling me now it's only women that bring up children? Training child has to do with everybody around is involved.
She gets you there.
In our society,
mm-hmm.
In our society, women are being looked at as
yes, that's quite true.
Of the children. So if anything happens to your child and they will say, "Hey, the mother did not train her way."
Unless the child makes money, then that's the father's child.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Uh-huh. So you don't expect it. They will tell you, "Yeah, the man must have." The people don't care.
Homes,
don't,
not homes.
People don't care to know what is happening in your home. They're only going to judge.
From what they see.
Okay.
You understand?
Actually, you know why I asked this question? I had this friend back then in school. His father doesn't allow him to do anything in the house. Even when the mom wants to, like, "Oh, come and assist your sister." No. Go back to the parlor or go and do something else or go out. Go to the...
Oh,
go
wow.
And do something else. Doesn't allow him to do anything. So you don't tell me that, it has to actually be the mom. Things have actually changed now. So people don't really blame women like training the children alone. Everybody is involved.
Yeah, that's also a factor to consider.
Now, wise up. Now, no woman wants to tell you, "Oh, I'm the only one." Mm-mm. It's a together thing, man. Train kids, it's a together stuff.
Yeah.
Individually, we've changed, but as a society, that's what Rachel is. As a society, we're still there.
That is what is going to end? Is going to end that because people are going to judge and they're going to say, "This is what happened. Is the woman? She did
it's
not.
The woman should not train
she's the
child
one
well.
Who stays in the kitchen? Why did she teach the child how to
cook?
She's the one who washed it. Why did she? You understand? That's what you're going to focus
stuff,
on. If you know, they will say, the man is the breadwinner. He goes to work and he comes back.
Exactly.
When will he
have time
to
do
all that? The state is actually encouraging men not to participate."
That's what I'm saying. As a mother, as a father now,
don't
leave it up to the females in the house. Don't just say, "Okay, baby girl, go and cook for me. And you boy, don't worry, sit down." And no, that doesn't work anymore. At this point in time, uncle, join your sister in the kitchen. That food must be sweet. I mean, there are ways you can do this. Also, one thing I also want to bring up is the way we ask sometimes.
Yeah.
The way we ask sometimes.
Yeah.
Because like you said, the society favors the men more.
Yeah.
So if a man feels that way and then a woman just comes up to you and say, "Maybe collect this cloth and wash." Obviously, you will want to fight back and say, "Why would you tell me to wash?" But as a lady, I'm not saying that you have to beg, but have a way you put it down.
Approach.
Your approach should be nice. "Ah, baby, what's up? You know, rub his hair, rub his belly,
exactly.
Rub tummy. Let him say, 'Baby, what do you want?' Okay, but I'm tired. Can you help me wash this?" He will tell you, "See, baby, no problem. I mean, the way you approach it, it makes a whole lot of difference.
Even when they do it, safe, how you even appreciate them too.
There's that
but
too.
But that's, I mean, like when they do something for you, some of them want you to like appreciate them.
Yes.
And you know, next time,
no matter how small
it
is,
they won't do it again. Next time,
they will not do it. Next time, they'll tell you, I'm sorry, what? Me? I don't know what they're talking about. They do like, all of a sudden.
Like my guy washing clothes for me and then me telling him that the clothes are not clean. Tell me. If I'm even scared to tell him to help me again.
I
just say, "Hey, you have done it.
You don't spoil my clothes.
You do well.
You have done it."
So one of my ex actually, he tried to help, to do the laundry in the house. And come on, one of my best girl. Oh my goodness.
Now so girl,
what girl? Sky the girl, wash, mix with other things, wash. New girl, I've not even enjoyed it. Sometimes I go for my bed, I only wear like once.
Hey, you wore it on your birthday now.
You can't carry Omo. I'll be waiting to wash them. Pots don't change color. I don't understand. I really felt
bad.
You see that? And I wanted to just go straight to him and yell. But getting there, look at his face like, maybe my clothes is spoiled. But I shall appreciate you trying to wash it. Thank you.
You want to yell.
But deep within me, I was boiling and so angry. So it just boils down to how ladies talk to their men.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be with adults. I feel that some children that, have this teenager, small little stubbornness going on in their head. You want to say, mothers, yes. Parents, beg, yes. Oh, go and wash that plate. Sometimes they're like, oh, they shout. They will go, okay, they'll wash that plate anyhow. You get how you even talk to your children. Not just, you can't beg all of them, but I'm talking about how you approach your children. Teach them those manners.
Yeah.
Even when they have their own homes tomorrow, you get how to talk to their children, like calmly. Ugochi, go and wash that plate. Or my dear, my love, Oya, Jechanma. Just, sweet talk these children. Help them out. When you get to, I know African parents now, beat and join. You know, good one, you die well. I tell you, wash lane, you know, wash and you die well. Some not even give their children food. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
So, all those, by the time you start training children, all those harshness and they grow up, they end up hating those chores.
Exactly.
They don't even want to get involved.
And when they grow up, they'll be like, oh, finally, I'm free. From this.
I will never do it again in my life.
And then the wife or the girlfriend will not come and say,
they'll talk to me.
Baby now.
Are you mad?
She will look at her dirty eye like, you where? No, you like, where?
I don't understand. I should come and be watching.
From where? Where are you coming from? You're like your houseboy. The girl will not be shocked, like, small
please
something.
Do your work, it's your job. You're a woman, do it.
That's that.
It's like, this is some students in school, like the girls. Then back in school, I had neighbors who be like, girlfriends who come visit them. You can't visit your guy. You won't get small, cool, enjoyment time. Next, you don't carry bowl. She's not fast and you wash clothes. Which clothes we will use to go see another babe, baby?
Yeah, that's it. I think that's also a problem, too. The way some girls carry this
relationship stuff.
It now makes them look like house girls.
The foundation you've laid.
Exactly.
As a girl, you're dating. You're not married, though. You're dating. You're already doing wife thing. I mean, you're already doing house girl thing. You come to see your boyfriend over the weekend and instead of it, you say, baby, let's go out.
I'm not saying don't do it. Too much.
I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying you now show up at your boyfriend's place. The boy has packed all the clothes of the week.
Yeah, when it becomes a priority.
Haba.
All the time.
The first thing you do when you get there is to wash clothes, is to cook for him. I'm sorry, why can't you come there first and the first thing you do is eat what he cooked for you?
The man don't even get shame, himself. Even some ladies,
and the way you are
some
done,
ladies, when they give clothes for their boyfriend, don't get shame.
Come and do the bed work.
Imagine, I want to say, because you have to round up your work. You can't just do half and not finish half.
Yes, it has to be completed.
You have to round it up. So after washing, ironing, cooking, man's will be on the bed, chilling, waiting for you. Baby, I'm in the room. Okay, baby, I'm coming. stop now. Guys, see. Guys, I'm a guy. Let's stop all these things where we leave it to the women.
To do all the
things. As a guy, if you clean up the house, you will do it in 5 minutes. You will take 10 minutes. You will do it in 5 minutes. Then we say we can be proud and be bragging anyhow. What a woman can do, a man can do better.
And they can also make a list. Like, okay, this is what my guy or my husband can help me
with
in the house, or the baby boys in the house can help her with. And then this is the one that, but it doesn't have to be regular.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't have to be a daily something, or maybe occasionally they can do this part. So for them, is for their own benefit. It's
part
well.
Of them.
Yes.
It's part yeah. of them.
You can also help them to keep fit. Helping around the
Oshie Fit yes. Farm.
So...
Pasture is part of exercise. You know,
yeah, it is. It is. And
all the action I've done. Why do I have belly?
And again, it also helps to understand some things. Like when a woman does this thing, maybe a woman arranges the house, you can easily mess it up. And because you don't know how it's being arranged. When you do it by yourself, you will not want
you to... You will understand how it is.
Exactly. You yes. understand. So everybody should join hands together and do all this work. It helps in the family. It gives connection and as well.
Yes.
What would be your advice to those ladies who are naturally, as in rude to their men, in terms of like commanding them to do things for them by force? Hmm. What is your advice to such ladies?
How will I advise them? The only thing I will tell them is just be ready to lose some teeth. For some men that don't have patience.
Yeah, some men are just rude like that. They don't
some
have
men
that
don't
patience.
Have patience. If you go and do that for them,
next thing is boost, blast, boost, boost.
Like this, if I even try that kind of, they use one leg shift back.
We don't condone domestic violence, but
you have to be
sensible.
You know, even when you are saying it, act some smile like I'm
don't,
joking. No.
I'm telling you, don't give them a reason
okay,
to come
I'm
at you.
Serious, I'm just joking like that. So it's not advice. No lady should be that way. Every man deserves respect, whether married or not married.
Whether he does the chores
exactly.
for you,
whether
that doesn't mean you should not respect him.
Every man deserves respect. My Bible says, men love, Abby, women respect.
Submit.
So it's submit. Submit is just respect. It's the same
it's
way.
Same thing, yes.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So every woman should be able to offer that to a man. And then the man in the other way around should also be able to, you know, offer their own helping hands.
Yes.
To earn the respect, though, because you cannot
exactly.
just...
Exactly. You have to earn respect.
You. Hmm. Oh, you're on your own.
They talk about that as a TV. Suki. Ah, Rachel, thank you for that one.
She has to call my name now. I can't even hear.
You don't have to be scared. Come
okay.
on. I just there are people. The kind, Rachel, the way she talk all the time.
Okay.
The sweet me. She talk her mind well.
Okay.
The sweet me. She be a woman like me.
Now me
okay.
supposed to say Rachel.
Rachel. Hey, Rachel. Rachel. Rachel.
Thank you, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Suki.
Okay. I do it.
In this situation, they talk. They talk. They full.
Because I agree.
Because they smile.
I agree. Like, it's the way.
What did they sweet?
It's the way it should be. No smile. More.
Like the year guys, they talk like this.
It was before that we'll be seeing woman's places in the kitchen. The woman's place is not in the kitchen anymore.
So,
women are wearing shugodo now, up and down. So
and
what are we talking
say
about?
Men don't understand. Say if they leave woman dumb for kitchen anyhow, beg go lose value.
This is your argument.
They don't understand. Say they need to they do some kind of thing.
Yes,
they so bed,
that,
they can pay all
yes, this. So that's what we're saying.
The energy will be equal.
So, we suppose chop knuckle, but let's just chop knuckle like that. Chop it. Okay. So, I mean, if we balance it outside, we're balancing it inside too. So, nobody will be more tired than the other. It's just the way it is.
Okay, what is your advice for ladies
and guys? It's the same thing for both of us.
No, I mean, for those ladies who behave rudely, one experience or the other with them.
I've said this before. Use sense. You don't just come at me and talk to me like you're talking to your houseboy. Auntie, if you want a houseboy, can't get one. But if you're talking to me as a guy, I'm not even talking as a boyfriend, as a guy. Yes. Come on, talk to me with respect. Obviously, I won't come at you with disrespect. So if you want somebody to respect, you have to respect them back. So it's simple. Respect everybody, not just even guys alone, even fellow females too. Respect them.
Okay, thank you, Zuki, for that. Thank you, Rachel. I'm so grateful that you guys are here today. Thank you for all your contributions. You're a darling. Like,
thanking you.
I owe you one, Kobe. Just one. To appreciate together.
No way. I really chop up. I'm so really sure. Chop up.
Our elders say make we tell and say. Now, waiting person don't they used to for house. Now, it's the show body for outside.
Yeah, so.
So now, waiting you learn for your house, now you go show for outside. We will just be careful for the kind of things where they find ourselves to do. Men will be saying, they join, they do things for a house. Children will be saying, they go learn some kind of things for a house. They go grow up, they will say, they will carry shoulder up, say, they will go feed them. Make you just carry the kind of character where don't they train you till they apply for your home tomorrow. Because the kind of children where you get, now how you they handle them, now so your children they handle your other children when go come. So me will just take care for that matter. And now here, now we go jammer for this episode where we get for now today. My name is Nasty Udoka. And Nasty, me and Grace, they host this podcast for now. And the voices we don't hear for Grand Soul, Rachel and Suki, the host of the On Some Bullshit podcast.
Hey, now we. Thank you. We did it. We full ground.
Sign out. Full ground. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe, download, and also leave your review on iTunes. Now, these are very important to us, so please. Thank you for listening and see you in our next episode. Thank you.
The Backyard is produced by Grace Udoka and Ike Ariza. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Ike Ariza. The Backyard is a production of Jamit Media.